It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. It's Summer, your host for the hour, as I'm sure you know, because you already heard the introduction to today's program. Well, here we are in our 557th episode. I sure hope that's right. Should have checked that before I got on, but I believe so. It's either 556 or 557, but I do know what it's called. It's called How to Overcome Adversity and Setbacks Using Flow. How to Overcome Adversity and Setbacks Using Flow. And the reason I've been, you know, pontificating on this is because for the last few months, many of you have noticed, I've been throwing in some replays here and there. I've been kind of popping on and off email, a little erratic seeming, I'm sure, from the outside. It's really because from the inside, we have been in a whirlwind of activity, just a complete swirl. So much has happened. So yes, of course, Flow Dreaming is still, we still have Me School. So we have our beautiful classes. Some of them have been graduating and moving on into their second and third year. On top of that, we took new studio space in Encinitas, California, where we have been building out our Flow Dreaming / InFlow Radio .com studios, and I've been kind of giving you some little peeks at how that has been going as well. Everything from, you know, finding office space to making sure you have furniture for the new office to getting staff scheduled into the new office, from getting the computer components and the backup drives and on and on. So, and then of course we've been building a new website too, the inflowradio.com website. Those are just the top things that I can think of off the top of my head, training new staff. What this means is that I have been encountering my share of setbacks. I've been encountering my share of, oh, this isn't working and what's going on, and having really, you know, to kind of wake up every single day and say to myself, okay, you're going to solve some problems. You got more problems to solve today. And what are these problems? And how come flow isn't just making it perfect and nice and great from the outset? What's going on? And try not to have temper tantrums with the universe about it, of course. So I wanted to share with you today how I am handling this, how I sort of get through this constant day to day. Well, now this needs to be what's the past tense of troubleshoot? Troubleshot? No, I don't think so. Troubleshooted? Perhaps. So when I'm looking at a day, a schedule, and I'm looking at all the things that have to get done in it, first of all, I'm allowing myself some flexibility. To a degree, of course, it can get out of control, outrageous, and you can start missing your commitments and so forth. But I am allowing myself a degree of flexibility. And if I go in, you know, in the beginning with this understanding, I've got some flexibility here. Then as I start to approach that deadline, I'm not falling to pieces because, one, the project isn't complete, but two, inside myself, I feel like a loser. I feel like somebody who couldn't get it done on time, you know, and this isn't just, you know, me sort of developing and building all this stuff right now. You know, I mean, think about you when you were trying to finish college and you had to go for that extra semester or that extra year. If you built in that flexibility, then it was okay. If you didn't, then it was kind of a meltdown at the end, like, oh, how am I going to afford this and da, 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 da. So I always sort of try and give myself a really nice cushion, and that cushion affords me the emotional ease. That's really what I'm aiming for, the emotional ease that I'm looking for. At the same time, I keep myself accountable, right? I have my deadlines. I have the projects that need to be done at a certain point. Everybody on the team has projects that have to be done at a certain time, because we all rely on one another, right? What I do affects what somebody else does. What they do affects what someone else on the team is working on, and so forth. So one, build yourself some flexibility. Two, every day I go in with this understanding that some things are going to be solved today and some new issues will probably crop up. Now, I know this is tricky from a co-creational standpoint, because why would I possibly say to the universe, I know some things are going to come up that I have to solve, right? Doesn't that mean I'm programming the universe for it? Yes and no, because I'll get to part three in a second here. It is more like just an understanding. It's a recognition. The entire day is not under my thumb. I am not controlling the universe, controlling everybody else's actions, everybody else's thoughts, controlling the computer networks, controlling everything. I get that. So I understand that things will get snagged up. Flow will be seeking to create smoothness and ease, because that's part number three, where I say I direct things. But at the same time, because I'm not in charge of it all, it's also going to be bringing me those things that I kind of signed up to work with, you know, work with other people, work with other companies, work with other schedules, work with whatever else it may be. Those are often the things that need to be problem solved. If it was all just me, I could easily problem solve everything if I had total control. You know, I would be, you know, sticking to my gym regimen. I would be eating perfectly. Everything would be absolutely smooth at work. My home life and my kids would be absolutely perfect and happy, and everything would be on schedule because I'd be in control of it all. But I know that that's not the case. I can control a few things. I can eat well. I can go to the gym. Those are under my ballpark. The other stuff, not so much. So I go in with this understanding, I will have to solve some things, and I will have to solve things every single day. And as soon as I solve the bulk of things, more things are going to come in and take their place. See, sometimes we kind of go into co-creating, manifesting, getting in flow with this idea that if I just work hard enough, everything will be solved forever. I will no longer ever have any problems again. If I just get through all the ones I currently have, then I won't have any. That's erroneous, right? Basically, what that would mean is that your life would become frozen. Nothing new would happen. You would be in Groundhog Day mode. Because if you have new stuff happening, you're going to have new things to solve. So this is a big one to kind of wrap your energy, wrap your emotion around. This understanding that every day I will be troubleshooting problems. Once I heard a great definition of an entrepreneur, and they said somebody with an amazing ability to adore problem solving. It was something along those lines. Because that's what you're doing. You're not just, you know, serving clients and serving the world and writing your books and doing cool stuff. You're also every day, what's next? What's next? I just grew this thing. I just fixed or finished this new thing. This project is over, and now there is always a new one in the pipeline. I fully recognize after Inflow Radio launches live for all of you, we're going right into the 2.0 iteration. We have a few weeks to catch our breath. And then, okay, 2.0, we have a whole list of things set up that have to go into effect after that. I already see it. I already know it. I'm not just going to sit there thinking, oh, this is perfect. It's all done. No, the next set of problems need to be solved. So this changes my attitude toward the problems. It changes my energy toward them. It changes my expectations toward them. One, they're not just problems. Did you notice every single time I say this, they're problems to be solved? Right? The solving comes with the problem. I know that they come together. They always come together. There is always a solution. Every problem has its solution right there. They show up together. It's just usually we see the one first and then we can't see the other for some reason, the solution. Sometimes there are multiple solutions and we try multiple solutions until we find the one that we like best. But if we know we're going to do this from the get-go, it's kind of like building in a little cushion. If we know we're going to do this from the get-go, then the doing of it doesn't become such a burden. We don't feel troubled by it, upset by it, angry by it, disturbed by it. We know this is part of creation. right? This is actually a piece of creation. You might decide after a while in your life, well, I actually don't like creating very much because there's too many problems to solve in it. Fine. That's actually, you can say that, you know, and scale back and create a life for yourself that doesn't involve so many creative new things. You know, scale back so that you're just problem solving things that are of a more minor nature. Like, what are we having for dinner tonight? Well, better problem solve that because right now we don't know and everybody's going to be hungry in about 3 hours. Right? This is the nature of life and living. It's just the scale of the problem that you're solving and the scale of the, what do you call it? Results of the problem, the things that are hinging on the problem. Those can either be very large, like, you know, something involving all of your employees, or small, like my kids are going to be hungry at 5 and I forgot to make dinner. Take out tonight. That's number 2. So what about number 3? Well, that's again where you bring the co-create part in. Okay. The first two are all about what are the physical things that you're doing to solve problems. How do you physically get through something? The third one is how do you non-physically get through? Non-physically, how do you solve the problem from that angle? Right? How do you make things just smooth out? Well, first of all, where is your mind and where is your intention? And I admit I am guilty of this. I can get so wrapped up in the problem, the problem, the problem, the problem, that I will forget, I will fail to shift my energy and flow dream around solution, 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 right? It's like an iteration of lack thinking, right? The problem is the lack. However, I live in an abundant universe. You guys have heard me say that a million billion times. And in this abundant universe, there's always a solution. So I shift my energy onto solution, solution, solution. When I go into flow, really what I'm doing is just consciously taking a few minutes out of my day to say, I'm going to go ahead and start feeling all of these solutions right now. I'm going to feel them slipping and sliding into place. I'm going to feel them creeping up. I'm going to feel things happening, not in the nick of time, but before the nick of time. I'm feeling that sense of calm inside myself. Everything came together. Everything worked out. That's the opposite of the panicky, lack modey, nothing is working out, I'm all angry and upset, and I got my panties in a wad, all of that. That falls in the lack category. The flow category, the fulfillment category, the pre-action category. Everything is working for me. People want to help me. People and opportunities are showing up in my life to help me resolve this. Not only do I resolve these things that I have in front of me, but I find even better answers than the ones I was initially looking for. I am happily surprised. You guys heard me say that one before? I love throwing that one in. I am happily surprised by the solution. Because what I often end up doing is I'm thinking of how to solve things and I get stuck in my own solutions. This has got to happen. This has got to work. It's got to be this, this, this. And I have to remind myself, both on a physical and non-physical way, keep seeking more solutions. You know, my staff will tell you, I'm always saying, what's the backup plan? What's plan B? What's our other one? You know, where do we have things set up so that if this fails, we always have that one. Right? I never want to stew inside that lack or brokenness. I always want to know there's something else that is also working for us. I want a ton of things working for us so we have options, options, options. Non-physically. Very similar. I have ideas and I have feelings for things working out, but I'm recognizing that flow, universe, source may have greater ideas. Hey, yeah, you can have it work out that way, and that'll be fine for a while, but we see what you can't see. You're being a little short-sighted about this. We have a better way of working this out. We have a bigger way of working this out. We have a more permanent and lasting way of working this out. We have a way of working this out and making it happen for you that opens up entire new worlds to you. But you got to be loose enough and open enough to receive those other ways. So when I am in my flow and I'm saying, surprise me, give me an even better solution than the one I've already figured out. That's exactly what I'm saying to flow. Again, it goes into the old this or better. this or better. By the way, that is a great flow dream. If you're looking for a flow dream to use, go to flowdreaming.com, go to the web shop and look up this or better. It's a flow dream that you can apply any problem into and offer as well the ideal solution, you know, the one that's in your mind. And then, of course, you add the little caveat or better. And you do this every day. And you spend time in this place. You spend time feeling this. So on the surface, one of the very first things it's doing is it's getting rid or minimizing the extent or the harm that's being done by your lack thinking. Because I'm not going to pretend here that your lack thinking is going to completely go away. It's, you know, not going to affect you whatsoever. No, it's going to affect you until you get to that really enlightened point where you don't have it at all. I don't know a single person, regrettably, who is in that state of being. I know some people who are terribly, wonderfully, beautifully optimistic and happy. But I also know, because I've felt them and been in their minds and their hearts, that the things they're not happy about are very much tucked away. They're in an abandoned little corner that says, do not touch, do not go there. That doesn't count. Doesn't count. So just picture this with me for a moment. And then we're going to actually go to a break. And then we'll come back and we'll do some flow dreaming around what it's like to be an amazing problem solver. What it's like to know that you're waking up to a mountain of stuff and being able to sail and just kind of roll through it. Something I tell my me school classes all the time. You are not here to remove every problem in your life. Flow is there to kind of grease the wheels, but you're not going to be removing every problem in your life. That's not going to happen. What you are going to do, though, is you're going to learn how to flow through those problems with grace, with ease, to roll through them. Imagine, look ahead for a second and feel this. Imagine if you have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 more years of life ahead of you. You're going to be encountering tons of setbacks, of things not going the way you dreamed they would, of other people interfering. You're going to encounter some bad people who come in and they just shake you up and make your life hell for a while. You'll probably encounter that. Health issues. Got a lot of stuff. You know, and we're being realists here. Even if you minimize and create the most ease-filled, flow-filled life, as long as you're interacting with other people or outside things, you will encounter this because they bring them to you. So I'm presuming you're all going to keep having relationships and you know, be living with the world and the earth and your own body. So you'll encounter this. Now, what if instead of dreading this, you had a very peaceful feeling inside you? Like, yeah, I sail through it. I am a master of change, an absolute master of change. Change happens. Change occurs. Something works out. Something doesn't work out. I flow through them both with an equal sense of ease. God, wouldn't that be something to strive for? To be able to flow through something good happening and something bad happening with an equal sense of ease. Equal ease. Just giving you a second here to let that sink in. Your life would change tremendously, dramatically. Stress? What's that? You would have no stress. You'd have no stress. Because all those things that used to stress you out, you flow through them. You flow through change. You're a master of it. You can handle it. You can hold it. When you encounter it, which is daily, you know exactly what to do about it, how to work through it, right? And those are the points that I suggested at the beginning, right? You make plans, you make alternative plans, you give yourself a little extra time, a little extra to kind of, you know, not be so ready to say you're so bad and not good. And then you get into flow about it. This is working out for me. It's going to happen. I feel it. That is your recipe for no stress. That is your recipe for beautiful and perfect problem solving. Now, of course, there's tons of other things that go along with this, right? Like the ability to be very genuine, to speak your truth, to not let things go unsaid, to operate on a kind of surfacey, let's ignore this level, right? That, you know, that's another thing that you'll, that's a whole different show though, a whole different episode. But there's a lot of other things that play into how well you're able to move through your problems. But I think that for today, this is kind of good enough. What I'm really looking for right now from you is a mindset shift. And that mindset shift says, I expect them, I embrace them, I flow through them. Nothing can throw me off of my center. Nothing throws me off my center. Not the tiny thing, not the huge thing. Sure, I might get irritated, you know, with my teenager who's back talking me and, you know, took money out of my wallet without asking. Yes, I can get irritated about that. But is it going to throw me? Is it going to stress me out? No. I can acknowledge I don't like that. Guys, seeing what I'm doing here, I'm sort of separating these emotional states for you. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that. Doesn't make me feel valued, right? That's a recognition of a feeling state that I allow because it's responsible. It makes sense, right? You don't want to let your teenager get away with that. But on the other hand, I flow through this. I release this. Let's have this be solved. Let's not be in a state of stress about this. What is stress? You know, stress is when you have ongoing issues that are not solved, where you feel stuck, where you feel over your head, where it's kind of a grind on you. Basically, stress is it's not solved, it's not solved, it's not solved, it's not solved. And then you can pile up, you could write a beautiful little list right now, all the things that stress you out. In fact, that'd be a great exercise. Write it. What are the things that are stressing you out? Jot them down. Then notice how each one of them is somehow not solved. Like read back through this list. Which of these can you honestly say this is solved? It's not. If it was solved, you wouldn't have stress around it. You'd say, well, it's solved, but it wasn't solved the way I want it to be solved. Then really, is it solved? Because if it's solved, you'd have let go of it, but you haven't let go of it. So it's clearly not solved. It's semi-solved. It's solved for someone else, but it's not solved for you. Because if it's solved for you, you would not have stress around it. So it's not solved, even though it looks solved. So you take each one of these items on your list and you say, where and how can I solve this? Where and how can I move this to the next place? Where and how can I change my mindset inside of this thing so that it is no longer stressing me out and I recognize it and see it as just one more little thing? Okay, and I hear you already. You're saying, Summer, but what if I can't pay my rent? What if I can't pay my electric bill? That's, you know, come on. At some point, it's got to stress you out. You got to have a deadline. You have to. Someday you're going to pay your rent again. Someday you're going to pay your electric bill again. There are very few things that are not solvable. Really? The only thing that's not solvable is death. That's one that we haven't solved. You can't get around that one. But you're going to pay your rent again. You're going to pay your mortgage again. You will fall in love again if you choose to, if you keep your heart open. Your kids may or may not talk to you again. That's up to them. Ditto for your best friend that you had your argument with, for that guy who ghosted you, whatever. But will you have other meaningful relationships again? Yes, if you so choose them. If the bigger problem is I need and want some beautiful, meaningful relationship with my kids, with my parents, with my, right? You're putting the with, and now you're introducing those people's ability to say no, right? Because you're not in control, 100% control when it comes to relationships. But will I have relationships again that make me feel intimate and close and happy? Yes. How come? How can I say yes to that? Because I've broadened it. I've given my flow a slightly different mindset around it. I will have amazing and wonderful and close relationships. And I have my entire life to allow those to develop and come in for me. Maybe not with the people that I thought, but I will have them. Because I bet you there's enough other people out there in agreement with me wanting the same thing and they're like me? We got, what, 3 billion people here? Perhaps more now? That one can be solved. So here, what I'm doing right now is I'm kind of nitpicking and deconstructing all of your I don't want to say biases, but your objections to what I'm saying. Okay, so look at that list again. All those things that stress you. How can they be solved? How can they be solved? And not only how can they be solved, but how can they be solved where you're not having to control the crap out of them all? Especially when you can't, because they're involving other people. Maybe you're saying, I need a job. I need a new job, Summer. Solve that one. Yeah, I've been trying to solve that one for months and months and months. Okay, take it into flow. I'm so happily employed. I'm excited. I love looking for work. I bet you every single one of you who said I've been unemployed for months, you don't love looking for work. You're in a state of kind of bitter, angry, what's wrong with me? Why is the world? Why are they all rejecting me? You know, they're stupid. They don't know what they're passing up. Oh my God, there must be something wrong with me. You're probably going back and forth, but you're basically not saying, I love looking for work. You've moved into a very different feeling state around it. So a way of solving that, I love looking for work. Right now, my job, my 9-to-5 that I spend every day doing is looking for work. And if I'm not spending a whole damn day doing that every single day, 40 hours a week, then I'm treating my looking for work kind of like a part-time job, or maybe a very part-time job. What if you had a part-time job where you work 3 hours a week? If that's what you've been spending looking for work because you're feeling so crushed by your previous inability to solve that problem, well, you didn't solve it. You just backed away from it. And now you're in a state of spin, which is I'm not getting what I want, but I'm also not putting anything in to getting what I want. Again, snap out of that mindset. It's just a problem to solve. You will work again. And you will work at a job that you love and enjoy. Because if you don't fundamentally believe that, then what you're really saying to the universe is, I will never find a job that is fun and enjoyable and supportive of me. I will never again find that in my life. From here on out, it's all suck. It's all just total super sucky. And if that's what you tell your flow, then, well, you know, it's like you're getting off the nice clean freeway and you're heading down the dumpy trashy side roads. And that's where your feelings are taking you. This is not stick your head in the sand happiness, right? Caveat. It is absolutely not that. It is a conscious reformation of your emotional state. You will not be reactive to your stress. You will not be reactive to your problems anymore like you have been. Reactive. That is not what a manifestor does. A manifestor is preactive. You are preacting your responses to the future, not reacting to what's already occurred. So when you're stuck in that problem, you're stuck in that stress, and you're not getting through it, I bet you $100 bill you have been in reactive mode. And you should say, no, I keep trying new things. I keep trying new things, and I continue to be frustrated. Check in. I mean, be real honest, real honest. When you're trying those new things, are you waking up in the morning whistling a happy tune, like little Snow White's dwarf saying, yeah, gonna get to work, happy, 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 getting to work. Yeah, I gotta throw my back out, hammering into this tunnel all day long into solid rock, and yet I'm whistling and I'm happy. Can you do that? Because if you're not creating a new emotional state for your future. You're just reacting to the crummy thing that you experienced yesterday. You're carrying that forward into your next day. Yesterday, it didn't work out. All the stuff I've been doing isn't working out. I wake up, brand new day. What am I doing? I'm reacting to the day before. That is a form of co-creation. It's just not going to get you what you want. The antidote is to create the feelings now in you. This is what I want. This is who I am. This is what I'm experiencing. And I know they're not actually happening. I'm totally aware of that. But I'm basically writing a script for my life to follow. I'm writing it and I'm feeling it. Then I'm handing it over Because the act of writing it and feeling it, my flow dreaming, and there is a technique, a practice for this, by the way. If you're listening for the first time, you don't know what I mean. We have a practice called flow dreaming where we write and feel the script. That is you actively changing your life, actively changing yourself and changing your state. It is a practice, and you must practice it. If you think about it and know about it, but don't actually do it, it doesn't count. I think about and know about exercise all the time. Does it count? Am I losing weight? No. Gotta do it. So I'm going to leave you to think about this. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back on, we're going to go ahead and do a little flow dreaming around this. So during the break, I urge you, one, go look for This or Better at the Flow Dreaming Shop. Also go look for a flow dream. I believe it's called Resolving Irresolvable Situations. I know, why did I name it that? It is such a mouthful. But I think it's called Resolving Irresolvable Situations. You can also find this at the Flow Dreaming app. Just open up your phone or, you know, your mobile device, download the app, and you can find it there. And that's a great way if you want to listen on your phone, as most of us do. Although if you get either of those, either at the website or through the app, both of them you can listen to in your phone and stuff. So there you have it. We'll come right back after this for some more flow dreaming. We're on break, and while I give myself a second to regroup, I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life, and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching, and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Now let's get back to the show. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. And welcome back. I took a moment there to take a quick bite of my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I know it's very old school. Have it for my kids. And, you know, it's exactly what you need when you're in the middle of taping a show and you need a little burst of protein. So if you hear me clearing my throat, you know how peanut butter is. It was probably not the wisest thing to do. Anyway, let's keep talking about solving, and getting ourselves into that mindset. I want to shift from here on out, not talking to you about how to do it, but actually doing it. And this, again, is something that me schoolers practice a lot. They learn the material, and then they practice the material. And the learning of the material takes like an hour. The practicing of the material takes hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Because without the practicing of it, it's not going into effect. So for us, practicing it means moving into flow. right? Really feeling it, developing it, shifting that mindset. I fully expect by the end of today's show that maybe not all of the stress I have or all of the problems I have will be reduced, but my mindset will have shifted enough because I'm about to put in 20 solid minutes of shifting that for the rest of the day, I can be a little more chill. Oh yeah, this isn't going to be the only problem I'll solve in my life. Oh yeah, I'm going to have more obstacles come my way. Oh yeah, I don't need to scream and cry and tear out my hair about them and complain and complain and complain about them. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because if I do that, what I'm really saying is for the rest of my life, that's how I intend to keep reacting to these things. Oh, yeah. Which means I'm basically saying to myself, you're going to spend a great deal of your future life in a state of stress and unhappiness. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go ahead and change that. Now, for those of you who've never done flow dreaming before, I have an amazing free kit. It's at my website and it teaches you how to flow dream. It's free. There's a little PDF book that goes with it and a couple of audios, and listen to them. It takes maybe 20 minutes. You'll have the technique down and then you can start practicing with us. And if you went to the website already, you did see that there's some flow dreams there. Those are pre-recorded flow dreams. Each one of those is there to change your emotional energetic state. It changes your emotional state. It changes your energy state. It also helps you encode and create inside of flow. So that's what we're about to practice now. It relies on guided daydreaming, the awareness of flow energy and what flow energy is, as well as deep, intense, strong emotion that you call up at will. And if you're still confused, you go listen to some of the older podcasts of mine where I have explained, you know, flow dreaming 101 and what is flow. And I'll have a cheat sheet soon that has the exact numbers of some of those that I can recommend to you. I should put that on my list to get done. Okay. So in the meantime, close your eyes, prepare. This is not meditation. Prepare to feel something. And I want you to start by imagining. And we're going to play some nice, gentle music in the background. The music sets the mood, it sets the tone. You'll enjoy this feeling of letting go and releasing. There you hear it. Take a deep breath with me and release it. That release should go all the way down, down into your hips, and your shoulders should be dropping, your jaw should be releasing, your brow. Go ahead, roll your head on your shoulders. You don't want to carry any tension with you, none whatsoever. Release, relax, and daydream. Daydream that it's a beautiful, sunny, warm day. One of those perfect days. A day that happens right at the beginning of spring. The birds are chirping, the bunnies are out. The grasses are stirring with the breeze. The sun is warming up the earth. Everything is coming alive. Everything is feeling bountiful, alive, growing. And you walk ahead on this spring day. You walk, your toes are in the softest, softest grass. Moving forward into your life, into the future, into the sunshine. You're not worried about where you're going. There's a path there in front of you, and the path just keeps going on and on and on. It knows where it's going. As the minutes, the hours, the days tick by in your life, that is the path. It will be there for you. It's already been set up for you. That is Source's gift to you, these minutes, these hours. Forward you go. A good stroll. A healthy stroll, just the right pace, arms swinging, breathing deeply inside, taking in the air, taking in the energy. Now, you think about some of these things that you've been holding, these problems. Hold them. Look down in your cupped hands in your imagination. What's happening? What's in your hands? Does it look like a pile of rocks, of old rusty springs? What's this? What are these obstacles? What are these stressors? What's not getting done on time? What's broken? What's performing badly? Who's not being nice? Who's angry? Who's not stepping up and getting it done? Where are you personally frustrated? Where has the universe not given you what you needed? Where? Feel that in your hands? Problems. Problems. Can they be solved? Yes. 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 Because they all will be solved. Every single one of them. Some will just fade away and disappear. Some you will consciously develop a resolution for. Some will change in such a way that you don't recognize any longer. Some will be solved in ways you don't like and you'll just get over it and move on. But they will all be solved. Watch them in your hands right now as every single one of these clinkety-clankety things gets resolved. They just disappear. They disappear out of your palms, out of your hands. They just scatter in a burst of light. Solved, 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 solved. Now go ahead and put some good energy around them. How can they be solved? Can they be solved that make you feel good? Can you be solved like, oh, that one solved really nicely. Whew, that one solved really well. That one ended up working out. Whoa, I'm surprised at how well. That's better than I expected. Feel that? One after another. You don't even have to pinpoint them to actual things. It's just the energy. These problems, this stress, solved, 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 solved. You feeling it? Solved, 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 solved. Yeah, that's right. Solved, solved, solved. Your hands are empty now. Maybe they're filled with a glowing light, a residue of sparkles. And yes, you're still walking. And new problems will pop up in your hand like little empty birdie eggs that have hatched, little problems. There they are. Another one popping up, another one popping up. But you have the same mindset. You know how this feels now. You're solved, you're solved, you're solved. I don't know how long it's going to take to solve you, but you will be solved. Wow, what a freeing feeling. I don't know how long it's going to take to solve you, but you will be solved. I know that. I know that deeply. I know that inside, and it's going to solve in a way that's helpful to me, good for my life, good for my family, good for my career, good for my love, good for my health, good for my mind. Solved in a way that's good for me, where I become at peace with it, because that's what solving means. I'm at peace with it. I'm at peace with it, and I've moved on. I feel myself grinning with that feeling, smiling to myself. And I uncup my hands now, let anything else in them drift and go back, be reabsorbed into the energies. Shake it out. And I'm ready for my day. I'm ready for things to get fixed. I expect it. I will see it. Hold that feeling, even now, as I find myself coming back, returning from flow, and I open my eyes. And there you go. That's it. There's your flow dream. Catch your breath, come back. I hope you are doing good, doing better. Do you feel that? Could you feel a little shift, a little budge as you reminded yourself of that? Great. That's the goal, my friends. That's what flow dreaming does. Of course, You know, today we're using flow dreaming for you to get the experience of what it's like to solve something that's already there, right? Or proactively, preemptively solve issues that could be coming up. So you can just really flow through that change with no stress, no worry. You can also use flow dreaming for a ton of other things. You can create good stuff, right? Instead of preemptively warding off the bad stuff or solving some of the current bad stuff, why not just go right in and start plunging and plunging around and creating really good stuff? I feel this wonderful thing happening. I feel this income flowing in. I feel this new partner entering my life. I feel my friendships expanding and growing. I feel more time in my life. I feel how healthy my body is. I feel. You can create literally anything. You know, there's more than 150 flow dreams, I think, now in my shop. And people are still asking me to create more new ones and more topics. There are endless topics that you can create flow for. Create these for. So speaking of emails flowing in, what I'd like to do in the next couple of weeks, over the next couple of shows that I release for you, I'd like to answer some of your email questions. So I'm opening up my inbox to you for the next few weeks, and I'd like you to go ahead and ask me what's going on in your life. You know, give me a short paragraph, not a whole book. I don't have time. I cannot read whole book ones, but a paragraph, you know, a synopsis. What would you do in this situation? What should I do in this situation? Don't send me a question like just look in someone and read them for me. Okay, that's vague and it's general and I don't know where I'm going when I'm looking in, you know, with that kind of request. I'm looking for a concrete issue that I can help you with. What would you do in this situation? What should I do in this situation? So you can email that to me, summer@flowdreaming.com. Summer, my first name, S-U-M-M-E-R, at flowdreaming, F like Frank, L-O-W-D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G. And I'm going to go through my mailbag, pick out some of your amazing emails, and I will answer them for you. And we'll get a little Q&A going. Now, this is, of course, leading up to a few more weeks from now when I'll be returning to my live broadcast, and I'll be inviting you then to call me. In fact, maybe you've heard a few of those already. We are, like I said, shifting websites, shifting gears, shifting our studio. So give me a few more weeks, and you'll be able to call me live again. And then I can really look into you, really look into your life, answer your questions. And yes, you can still email me, but you can also call, and I really, really hope you will. If you also have any questions about, you know, upcoming topics, not questions, suggestions, I'm also looking for emails along those lines. What would you like me to talk about? What would you like me to address? Obviously, you know, if it's a very specific to you one, I'll have to broaden it a bit. You know, if it's, say, about, you know, how do I get my brother's child to, you know, I don't know, pass their driver's test and break up with their bad girlfriend. that would be a difficult one to turn into a whole show. I'm just guessing here, coming up with things off the top of my head. But, you know, the way I would interpret that is, you know, how do I help someone else who's in a bad situation? You know, how can I flow for others, which is a show that I've actually done. It's a topic that I do teach. And I know I've mentioned Me School a couple times. I'll just throw that out there. We will be enrolling Me School Wave 6. Oh, my gosh. It's hard to believe our sixth year of Me School now. Wow. We will be enrolling Me School later on, late summer, early fall. That's when the new class kicks off. And some of you know you've had to wait a whole year from the last Me School. I'm trying to get back to that yearly schedule, that yearly new fall school date. Everybody goes back to school in the fall, right? Well, you can go to Me School in the fall, which is my flagship program where I really teach you about all these principles, everything having to do with flow and flow dreaming, as well as intuition, empathic intuition, and so forth. And that reminds me, As long as I'm asking you to give me some ideas for shows. I know I haven't done shows in a while about empathic intuition. Feels like it's really caught on out there. A lot of people are talking about empathic intuition in the last couple of years. But I would be happy to share some insights into the way that I use flow to read energy, right? Not just to manifest and co-create, but to read, really get a sense of the future, where we're going, what other people are thinking, what's going on inside certain places. That's one of my favorites, to look into a place, a workplace, a home, a institution, and tell you what the general atmosphere is, what's the read, excuse me, and the read is often something that's come together out of all the people's flows who are there. You know, people create a collective energy. That's why I'm always telling my own personal staff, you know, it's really important that we all keep our energy pretty up, you know, and pretty healthy. Because if not, it will bleed into everything else in our organization because our energies are always swirling around one another. So if you have people around you with a lot of friction, that friction will come in and it will impact exactly whatever's going on in that organization. We've all felt this, you know, at workplaces. If it's a great, happy workplace, most of the people are happy, work's generally pretty smooth. You go into a workplace where people are full of problems and this and that and complaining and personal stuff and, ugh, you know, the whole energy of the place is down, down, down. This counts for everywhere, hospitals and hotels and post offices and retail stores and office buildings and classrooms, everywhere. So that's just a little note on energy itself and the ways it can be read. So let's see. I know this has been a very long wrap up till today's show, but I feel like I haven't been live with you in a while. So all these things are coming up in my head like, oh, and one more thing. Oh, and one more thing. Yeah. So the last thing, of course, is do get ready for the launch of InFlow Radio. If you are on my Flow Dreaming mailing list, I'll let you know about it. But there is also the InFlowRadio.com website. And if you go there and you register, basically what you're doing is you're registering yourself already to be able to listen to all of the shows. It says to get on the list and we'll notify you as, you know, as we get closer and the launch and stuff. But it's also, I believe it's also registering you to have an account on the site. Although I just said that and I realize I better double check that. And that's where you'll get some good insight into what's going on there. Ditto for the Facebook group for InFlow Radio. There's an InFlow Radio page, but there's also a Facebook group. And if you join the group, that's where we're posting kind of crazy pictures about what it's like to build this thing. In fact, I plan on, and I have been keeping a catalog of what it's like to start a startup, to start your own company. I've been kind of building a little secret stash of audio and kind of record keeping, you know. I love those podcasts where people talk about what it was like when they were building something. And I realized, God, what if I actually record as I'm building it instead of having to remember later? So sometimes I put a little bit of that material up there on inflowradio.com for you. So this is going to be concluding our show today, guys. I want you all to just stay in that mindset, right? One more reminder. Problems come, problems go. They all get solved, solved, solved. There are as many solvings as there are problems, which should give you heart and hope and a relaxed feeling. There's not more problems than there are solutions. They come in exact equal measure, light and day, night and dark, boy and girl, up and down, right? They come in exact equal measure. So you have tons of solutions. They are everywhere. They are streaming into you. They are streaming into your life. Right now, they are everywhere. Reach out, grab them, pluck them from the air. Stay in this feeling state inside yourself. All my problems are being solved. Solutions are instant and sure and real. Everything is nudging me in the direction where I should be going for my greatest, greatest good. I have everything I need. And more is coming to me. Anything that feels insurmountable is not insurmountable. It's temporary. Flow is nudging me, guiding me, moving me in the correct direction. I allow this and I feel this and I move with it. And my job is to make good decisions along the way. Just good decisions along the way. That's what I feel today, tomorrow, this week, this month, this year, and this whole era, whole chapter of my life. All right. Stay in this beautiful, peaceful state of mind. And take care. I'll talk to you next week with more Flow Dreaming. Hey everyone, thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.